The Fountain Fund held a small celebration this week to announce big changes. The organization has been lending money to former prisoners for a couple of years, but it's now raised $500,000 to help prisoners pay off court costs and child support, start small businesses, get transportation and housing. When Martis Tolbert announced the news, a crowd of about 50 people nodded approvingly.
I don't think you heard me. Because I did the research on this, and as far as the United States, nobody is raising capital for justice-served individuals. So let me say this one more time. We have met our challenge of $500,000.
Tolbert, who's now 39, is a graduate of Albemarle High School and the Virginia Department of Corrections, where he did 6 years for selling drugs to help support his family.
And I thought it was no coming back from it, from the debt, from the court costs to the restitution. And you can't make any money enough to pay that back. So when you're coming home, you're kind of worse off than you were before.
The former U.S. Attorney for Virginia's Western District, Tim Hafey, heard about this problem and felt obligated to do something.
I've spent years in the criminal justice system and not really thinking much about what happens to men and women when they come out the other side. And then I had a random encounter with somebody that had been a defendant in a criminal case that I had handled as a prosecutor. He owed all these fees and fines, couldn't get the benefits that he was entitled to. And when I learned that from him, I thought, that's crazy. We as a community should invest in men and women that have returned from prison and help them just get to the starting line.
If nothing else, he says, helping people achieve financial independence makes society safer. He chose the name Fountain Fund after hearing an interview with a former slave from Charlottesville, Fountain Hughes, recorded in the 40s and aired on NPR.
He talked about how he never wanted to owe anyone anything because he had been property. And that was really meaningful to me when I heard that.
The fund already serves 115 people who are repaying loans of $250,000 to $15,000. But with donations from several philanthropists and two banks, the fund hopes to help hundreds more. Glenn Rust, CEO of Virginia National Bank, says the program may bring his company and Wells Fargo new clients.
Well, we're about individual economic progress, and this really hits home. Because when you come out of incarceration, economic progress is kind of stymied. So this fits right in with our mission.
So far, the reach of the Fountain Fund is limited, but Executive Director Erica Vixelio says they're planning to grow.
Right now, we're serving a one-hour radius of Charlottesville, and the plan is to be in two other locations in Virginia in 2020 at some point, and then we'll look at other options for 2021 outside of Virginia.
The fund also announced plans to operate an emergency assistance program suggested by 24-year-old Brandy Herndon, who did time in the Charlottesville Albemarle Regional Jail.
We help with gas, groceries, electricity, deposit and first month's rent, really anything that you could, you know, find yourself in a hole about.
She and her friend George Kennedy are running this new part of the fund, joining Martis Tolbert on the Fountain Fund staff. In addition to providing grants and loans, the organization offers free classes in financial planning and money management. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.